next, Reading on a Higher Note, a celebration of building children's literacy through music. We introduce you, hopefully reintroduce you, to Dr. Monique Salinas, Executive Director. Dr. Salinas, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley, and wonderful listeners.
Yes, they are wonderful. Caitlin Dieroff, good morning to you. You have a big job in the area of?
I'm the Director of Philanthropy at Mind Meets Music, and yep, they keep me busy over there, and we're planning for this great event coming up.
You bet. Mind Meets Music, Monique, we've spoken before. I've been a proud board member prior, so believe in your mission because you're changing young lives. Remind me again of the Mind Meets Music mission.
Well, we use music to increase literacy and academic achievement in vulnerable, marginalized young learners, preschool through second grade throughout West Michigan. We serve over 5,000 children. Can you believe that? 5,000 children in 30 schools, 215 classrooms, and we are so proud and humbled and honored to be working with these great minds.
Caitlin, how did you come to join Mind Meets Music?
I've been with Mind Meets Music for almost 2 years now, and I actually started part-time while I was a student, so I've been learning a lot, and I'm really glad that this is where I've ended up.
All right, so we obviously would like to know the layman language. Tell me how a classroom works, Monique.
Well, our program is based on a Hungarian music methodology called Kodály, and a Swiss movement methodology called Dalcroze. And the classroom uses music and movement to increase brain enhancement and also to use music to increase literacy and math skills. And the classroom works by comparing and contrasting patterns, using songs, using musical dictation, and using musical games, and using all these areas, reading rhythmic icons, which are musical symbols, working in the areas of phonological awareness, that's tuning the ear so that you can distinguish between consonant and vowel sounds. So all these elements are all tied into a curriculum that children absolutely love, administrators and teachers love, and children learn without even realizing they're learning and have a great time doing it.
Caitlin, imagine you've witnessed a class or two. Talk to me about the kids. Don't they get excited when they see Dr. Salinas and other instructors doing their thing?
Yeah, I was actually just in a classroom yesterday, and just they're so engaged in the way they pay attention to the teacher, and they really just want to participate with the other students and play the games and learn. It just makes it fun for them.
Well, again, we want this sustainable. We want this supported. I know you need volunteers and others to step up to the plate, and hence another opportunity to invite us to your table. What's happening on February 20th?
On February 20th, we are having the most amazing event, and let me just whet your appetite. We are making a ginormous community-wide announcement that we are not going to tell you what it is today. You have to come to the event. And it's great news that we're going to announce to the community. We're so excited. But anyway, at the event, which is at St. Cecilia Music Center, it's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., a week from Tuesday, February 20th. And we're going to have libations and food catered by Martha's Vineyard. And our premier presenting sponsor is Independent Bank. We're so happy. Thank you, Independent Bank, for believing and supporting us. And we have many other sponsors. We're going to have a silent auction. And it's just going to be a fantastic, wonderful time. Awesome. Perhaps, Caitlin, you could read some of our sponsors.
Yeah, we'd like to thank the Freeburg and Mraz Group at Merrill Lynch, Adam Evaluation, Cascade Engineering, Hungerford Nichols, Warner Norcross and Judd, Comerica Bank, Pioneer Construction, Spectrum Health, and Van Belkom. We're really grateful for all these sponsors supporting us.
That's kind of like the A-list. Caitlin, what can you tease me with a silent auction item?
Yeah, we have a bunch of great packages, a lot of tickets to see some shows. We have some tickets to the Civic Theater. We have tickets to The King and I at Broadway Grand Rapids. Great photography packages. Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park tickets. A lot of great opportunities to get out on the town.
Awesome. You will be giving awards. Can you tell me about these?
We are so proud and honored to give our Reading on a Higher Note Advocate Awards to the late Lynn Maxwell Keller, a wonderful, wonderful community advocate and performing artist in Grand Rapids, and really the world. She really traveled the world. What a talent. What a great community advocate for the arts and for our community. And she was a great supporter of Mind Meets Music. And also, she supported Girls Choral Academy, where I was also the founder and executive director. And we also are honoring Dr. Thomas Reeder, superintendent at Wyoming Public Schools. And what an honor to know Dr. Reeder. He was the first believer in Mind Meets Music when I first started the organization. And he took a chance on this wild idea of using music to increase literacy skills and academic achievement and believed in the concept from the very beginning. Thank you, Dr. Reeder, for believing in me and believing in the kids and believing in the idea. We're so happy to honor these two outstanding individuals. It's just going to be wonderful to recognize their achievements.
And I know, Caitlin, again, 5:30 to 7:30, we'll at St. Cecilia Music Center, I have a feeling we'll have our hors d'oeuvres, and then will you bring all of us into the auditorium, the Royce Auditorium, for the program?
We're actually going to stay up in the ballroom.
Oh, good.
And we're going to enjoy... We have a pianist coming in, and then we'll have all the food and drinks upstairs. We have a short program to share this exciting news that Monique was talking about, so we're really excited.
And that important, that news that will be
breaking. I know, it's going to be so exciting.
Exciting. Well, hopefully it will be changing lives for the best. What else do you need, Monique?
We need support from the community. We need belief in our mission and our vision. And any way that you can support us, be it time, talent, or treasure, we gratefully accept all. You can go to our website at www.mindmeetsmusic.com, and there's plenty of information there on how to get in touch with us. You can get in touch with us via Facebook. You can get in touch with us via our phone number. You can get in touch with us via our website. Please contact us. We'll be happy to show you how you can help us spread the word and grow stronger minds and change the world one heart at a time.
That's nice. Caitlin, just a couple minutes left. Do you still need more silent auctions or last-minute sponsors?
Yeah, we could always use more of those. We have some good packages put together already, but anything else that we can add, we think people would really like to see a wide array of donations, yeah.
You allowed to bid on any?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll see.
Am I?
I plan to bid on some of these. There's that great The King and I tickets paired with a wonderful dinner at the Heritage Restaurant that I would love to bid on.
Yeah. Well, and you will. But first, we got to get you there. February 20th. Details one more time, please.
Please go to our website. Go to our www.mindmeetsmusic.com/readingonahighernote. You can get tickets there. Call the office at 419-4329. We'll be happy to give you all the information you need. But please call us.
Have fun. I'll be there. So take care.